You're listening to SBS News.
Summer is back in Scotland. Tourists are also returning here to Edinburgh's Royal Mile. The souvenir shops have reopened, tour buses are running again, and the buskers are bagpiping. But these crowds around me are also all part of a major contributor to climate change, tourism. Before the pandemic, tourism generated $8 billion for the Scottish economy annually and created over 200,000 local jobs. But air travel, bus tours, food waste, even the foreign-made, supposedly Scottish souvenirs being sold in the shops here, they all produce lots of carbon. So as Scotland rebuilds its tourism sector, it has to now reconcile how to attract more tourists while also creating a green economy. Cleaning hotel rooms is a side of travel that few visitors see, but it's also here where practical climate-conscious changes are being made.
The cleaning products that I'm currently using are special because they're not actually made of chemicals. These cleaning products are actually made up of bacteria.
For housekeeper Gail Madden and the staff of the Ten Hill Place Hotel in Edinburgh, which recently won a Green Tourism Award, the challenge of going green is in fact an opportunity to bring in more business.
There's been a lot of customer demand for it, so the pandemic's almost been like an early warning system for us to kind of see what could happen in the future, and that it's now, you know, possibly the opportunity for us to wake up, open our eyes and say, okay, if the travel industry completely has to stop, you know, what happens with one of the biggest industries within not just Edinburgh, but Scotland and the UK as a whole.
A 2018 study by scientists at the University of Sydney calculated that tourism is responsible for 8% of annual global carbon emissions and growing. As tourism's role in climate change becomes clearer, Visit Scotland recently became the world's first national tourism board to declare a state of climate emergency. Radale Graham is the Director of Industry and Destination Development for Visit Scotland.
What we're trying to do is look to the future and build a responsible future for Scottish tourism in a way that recognises the changes that have happened and the opportunities that climate change actually brings, but also makes sense from a business point of view.
To combat its declared climate emergency, Visit Scotland has pledged to develop as a climate-conscious organisation, support the Scottish Government's climate change targets, and promote the use of environmentally friendly transport to Scotland. But so far, it hasn't explained how.
Well, it's a good first step to acknowledge the emergency. Arguably, that could have been done 5 or 10 years ago.
Finlay Asher is a former Rolls-Royce engine designer turned climate activist. He quit aviation over climate concerns about his own industry.
Flying is just still incredibly cheap. So if we are going to deal with this problem, we really need to start making it more expensive. We need to limit how much we fly. Fundamentally, we need to travel less. We need to travel less far, and we need to travel less quickly. So we need to learn how to decelerate our lifestyles, including our holidays.
The vintage diesel engine that drives the Ghost Bus tour of Edinburgh might alarm climate activists, but it's also an economic engine, providing dozens of local jobs.
Ghost Bus tours!
Manager Edward Salter needs to balance his desire to go green with the potential impact of stricter climate regulations.
You know, anyone that is not for the long-term end of the burning of and use of fossil fuels is perverse in some way. You know, I think we all want that outcome, but it has to be achievable and it has to be realistic. You know, what's the point if there isn't a job at the end of it?
Ghost bus tours, ladies and gentlemen.
On the road ahead, Scotland is racing towards a carbon conundrum: how to keep tourists coming to enjoy the country's sights without damaging its picture-perfect environment.